a lot of discussion, not only in this part of the country, but around the country on what's happening with Georgia's new voting law. And, oh, my gosh, the fact that anybody would require an ID to go cast your vote. How crazy are people who think that's a good idea? It's an incredible idea. Are you kidding me? Join us now, Roy O'Neill, to talk a little bit more about the fallout continuing on this whole thing. Good morning, Roy.
Yeah, good morning, JT. Yeah, both sides are digging in their heels on this. Really, the whole story keeps on spinning and spinning and spinning with new angles. It seems every day, of course, the big news yesterday, Major League Baseball confirming that they will move the All-Star game to Denver. We've seen tweets from President Trump and Ambassador Nikki Haley, the former president, saying we should boycott all those woke companies that don't want voter ID and free and fair elections. And Nikki Haley, the former UN ambassador under former President Trump, saying big corporations are now the new liberal mob.
Well, I'd have to agree with that assessment there, no doubt about it. It seems every time something like this comes up, people roll over like it's an Easter egg hunt here. It's just unbelievable how people just cave and go, oh, yeah, you're right. We're with you. Oh, we're so sorry. You know, what can we do? I mean, it's insanity here. You know, we talk about having to have your ID to go pick up even the tickets at a Braves game or any baseball game or sporting event. You can't walk into a bank and pull money out of an account without an ID. You have to have an ID to do most anything important in our society. And I would put voting in the important category. So for this...
Georgia, the new Georgia law allows for free IDs, so they even took that barrier away, you know, because it had been compared to a poll tax if you're forced to pay for an ID to get to vote. So even that barrier's been lowered.
Yeah, there's a number of states that offer other IDs besides driver's license. You know, you can go get a different ID if you can't, afford it, or if you can't drive, if you're disabled. I mean, there are ways to get the ID to, you know, do what's necessary to be able to get out there and vote. And for these people to just throw the race card in here, you know, to me, I'm telling you right now, I don't know how many conversations you've had with black folks, but the people I talk to say this is an insult to the black community to say that, you know, this is a racist move. We can't afford to get our IDs. We can't get out and go get an ID. It's crazy. It's just insane. And it's all politically motivated. Now, when you talk about the move out to Colorado for the Major League All-Star Game, I mean, don't they have similar laws in Colorado?
Well, they have a very liberal vote-by-mail program. So most people in Colorado actually vote by mail. So that's why it's considered more successful that way. But they have fewer early voting days. They do have same-day voter registration, which, you know, some people say is a bigger issue, in which I haven't seen that to be that big an issue. But, and all these, it's every rule, every state has a different tweak to their rules. So even when Major League Baseball was looking for a new city, do you go by the number of early voting days? Do you go by a voter ID requirement? You know, what is it that's going to make people happy?
You know, what's really behind
this? Is that any way to pick a venue?
Right. I mean, the fact that this has been such a big, bold move by Major League Baseball to do this and cave because they're on, you know, on the woke side of everything here and politically correct, it would just be awful for our organization to stay in an area like this. I mean, we saw this with the movie industry when there were things that were being passed in Georgia. Oh my gosh, we got to get out of there. We can't be there. We can't be a part of what that state's all about. Well, I mean, what's really behind all this in your mind? Do you believe this is a politically motivated thing, or are people really concerned that, you know, the Major League Baseball officials that run this whole thing are concerned that they're going to be dragged through the mud and look like a big bunch of racists because of some political headline?
Yeah, I think your last point is spot on. I think that it's just fear of, you know, Stacey Abrams yelling at you for the next 4 months. Because that's really the only thing that stands in the way. I mean, New York, you know, we've heard over and over again now, Major League Baseball, headquartered in New York, they've got much more restrictive rules there. The head of Major League Baseball, a member at Augusta National, the golf course that's barely let women in as an institution. So, you know, if this is a trophy for being woke and who gets the biggest woke trophy, I mean, I suppose, but is that any way to run an organization?
Absolutely. You know what? I think with the March Madness over and the college basketball tournament being done, and we've got a new champion, it's time for Charles Barkley to run for office. I mean, he says it best when this is all about politics and there really isn't the major problem that everybody wants you to believe between the races. I couldn't be more in agreement with Charles than ever before. He is spot on about this made-up problem in this country for nothing more than a political move. So,
right, yeah, but then the governor of Georgia is ramping it up. He loves this as a Republican. Don't forget he, quote-unquote, turned against President Trump in November by not supporting his election challenge. So now this politically challenged governor gets to be back in the good graces of the GOP again by being the champion of this new voting bill, even though there was no really fraud in Georgia in the last election.
Right. All right, Roy, thank you so much for the update. Appreciate you.